Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all on the feast of the baptism of the Lord. Welcome also to all of those who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Gordon. This Mass is being offered for Catherine Gutting.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We come to the conclusion of our Christmas season. Our Lord is baptized in the Jordan. He is beginning his public ministry. Soon the church will switch from Christmas into ordinary time, time ordered to our spiritual growth, time ordered to our mission, time ordered toward making the kingdom of God visible by giving witness to this good news that Jesus has conquered sin and death. To prepare ourselves for mission, let us make more room for Christ in our hearts and call to mind our sins and seek God's mercy and grace. I confess to Almighty God
and to you, my brothers and sisters.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who when Christ had been baptized in the River Jordan, and as the Holy Spirit descended upon him, solemnly declared him your beloved Son, grant that your children by adoption, reborn of water and the Holy Spirit, may always be well-pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring prisoners out from confinement, and from the dungeons, those who live in darkness. The word of the Lord. Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak to those gathered in the house of Cornelius, saying, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. You know the word that he sent to the Israelites as he proclaimed peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all,
as to what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. The word of the Lord.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me?" Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now. For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the great themes of Christianity is the journey. Salvation, spirituality, it's more than some one and done transaction. We live in a dynamic universe. The universe is expanding and developing and growing. Stars are born, stars die. In our human experience, in the natural, biological world, we're growing. Sometimes we're little, sometimes we're older. But there's always something changing. And so it is in the spiritual life. Our modern world is so materialistic. It is often all too focused on what can be seen and touched and held tightly. And so our modern world is very spiritually minimalistic. It's very easy to reduce our Christianity to some sort of checklist. Have you accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? Says the person knocking on your door. Check. Did you get all your sacraments? As if you were taking the dog to the vet to get its shots. Check. Were you good? As if Santa's naughty or nice list is what brings you the kingdom. Check. It's impersonal, and it treats God like some sort of divine accountant weighing your balance sheet to see whether you're worthy enough. And it was never about us meriting or buying the stairway to heaven. God calls us because God loves us. And God chose to love us before we even existed, to love him in return. No, the first commandment is not be good or merit the kingdom. The first commandment is simply love the Lord your God with everything you got, your whole heart, mind, soul, strength. Fall in love. And falling in love is a process. Falling in love is a journey. It takes time. The beauty of a long journey is you get to know your companions on the journey, sometimes a little bit too well. But out of that vulnerability is born affection. Even as we celebrate Mass, our church reminds us this is a journey. Sure, we're going to pause for a minute to worship, to pray, to enjoy God's presence in word and sacrament, but it's a journey. We process in and we process out. And the priest is wearing a traveler's cloak. This chasuble is meant to be a traveler's cloak. Don't get too comfortable. This isn't the end. Are we at the kingdom? No, then keep moving. This is an oasis. That's nice, but you don't get to stay there. It's a journey. If we haven't grown to love God completely with all our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, then the journey continues. Have we converted completely? No. Then the journey continues. Have we come to witness the faith to our brothers and sisters as disciples of Christ? There's room for improvement. Okay, the journey continues, etc. That theme of the journey we see all throughout salvation history, going way back to Father Abraham, our father in faith, for so many nations and great religions. The Lord took Father Abraham from his city and moved him hundreds of miles west across the Middle East to show him the promised land, a land that would be promised to his offspring many, many, many generations later. The Lord took him on a journey and revealed himself to Abraham by that journey. One of the most famous journeys that we go back to time and time again as we read the scriptures is the journey of the Exodus. As the Lord took the people of Israel to himself and made a covenant with them, he brought them on a long journey in the wilderness, so he had them all to himself. And yes, technically, you can cross the desert in a matter of days, a matter of weeks, if all we're talking is the straightest line between Egypt and the Promised Land. Why did it take 40 years? Because they weren't ready to enter. It wasn't a journey of distance. It was a journey of the heart. They needed to become God's people. They were rebellious. They were stiff-necked. They had their own ideas. So often they were willing to return to slavery and death in Egypt just so they could eat better and fill their stomachs. It was a journey, an interior journey of getting to know the Lord, coming to trust the Lord, and surrendering to God's will and God's ways. And isn't that what the journey of discipleship is? And we see it with the 12 apostles. Jesus walked with them. He talked with them. He journeyed with them for his 3 years of mission that begins after his baptism. And now we see a mature side of it. Here's Peter in our second reading talking about this. Now the Lord, through his baptism, has brought us into this journey of faith. He has saved us. Now suddenly Peter is confident in this. He understands what this is all about. He understands that when Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He understands that Jesus is that journey, right? It is through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is that journey. He is the way. He opens up the road back home to the kingdom. He opens the gates of heaven through the waters of baptism, that we die to sin and rise to new life. And our readings all point to that. Beautiful first reading. Could you talk about a greater fulfillment of prophecy? That late chapter of Isaiah speaks of the servant of the Lord. How will you know the servant of the Lord? Well, he will be chosen. The Father will be well pleased in him. He will be a light to the nations. He will open the eyes of the blind, which was something that didn't even happen in the Old Testament by the greatest of prophets, and he'll bring liberty to captives. Talk about a prophecy of fulfillment as Jesus is baptized by John, not because he needs the forgiveness of sins for himself, but that he might sanctify the waters of baptism for our sake, that he may open up a road, a path that leads to life through the waters of baptism into the family of God, into a relationship, into a way of life, following Christ, imitating Christ, becoming more one with him so as to be Christ to others and ultimately dwell with him for all eternity in heaven. And it is most appropriate that this all happens in the context of the Christmas season, even though technically the baptism of the Lord really is the beginning of mission. It's right on that edge of the end of Christmas season and the beginning of ordinary time, time ordered for mission. And I always find it ironic and funny that we just celebrated in the church calendar Jesus being born. We celebrated his infancy 2 weeks ago, and suddenly he's a 30-year-old man stepping into the public limelight for mission. My, how they grow up so quickly. You ever feel that with your kids and grandkids? My goodness, where did that time go? 2 weeks later, and he's grown, and he's out for public ministry. But there is this juxtaposition that at Christmas, Christ is born through us into the world, into the human family, into our human nature, through the Blessed Mother properly, who gives flesh to the Word of God. But through our world, Christ is born into our world. And then, now as we conclude the Christmas season, Christ offers a rebirth, a new birth. Behold, I make all things new, as he says in the book of Revelation. And we are now born again through him, by his grace, by his gift of the Holy Spirit, into a new family, the family of God, to inherit the universe, to inherit all of eternity. What a juxtaposition of births. Christ is born among us so we can be born again through Christ and regain the image and likeness of God, male and female, in which we were created, male and female, from the very beginning, but which was corrupted and wounded by sin. We can be born again to new life, elevated, sanctified by divine life and grace, especially as we celebrate this Eucharistic mystery, that you are what you eat. As we come to the table of the Lord, we come to be nourished. We need food for the journey. When people are going home to the Lord in their final days, the church brings them the Eucharist, and we call it viaticum, food for the journey, the via, the way, for the journey back home, the way to eternal life. And as we are all one day closer to eternity, whatever that might be, whenever that might be, we come on our way to receive he who is the way, the truth, and the life, to become one with him, to be nourished by his divine life, to become more like him each and every day, to follow him more securely, and to love him, and to share that love with those we meet each day. It's not just a singular event or a single transaction. Heaven knows it's not a checklist, thank God. It's a relationship of love, and a love that grows through the journey. May this new year be a journey that we commit to each and every day to walk with the Lord, to pray, to worship, to give our lives over to Christ, and to learn from him, especially as we read the scriptures, to imitate him, to share our friendship with him, with all those we meet. And may we all come to the fullness of the kingdom in our own good time. Amen. Let us stand and profess that faith which unites us as one, as the body of Christ, the Church. I believe in one God,
Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made.
Trusting in God, let us bring our prayers and petitions to him today.
For all the baptized, may the Holy Spirit empower us in continuing to witness to God's love in the world, we pray to the Lord. For all in positions of leadership or authority, may God give them strength in their efforts to protect the dignity and sanctity of life, let us pray to the Lord. For all who are blind or who live in darkness, may Christ be their light. Let us pray to the Lord. For the community gathered here, may we be strengthened by the grace of our baptism and empowered to be a light for our world. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who are homebound or experiencing illness of mind, body, or spirit, may the baptized Jesus bring you peace and healing, especially Betty Murphy, our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who have died, may they rejoice in the eternal light of Christ in heaven, especially Kenneth Orr Sr., and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
God of all faithfulness, hear these prayers we offer you today through Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
stand and pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, the offerings we have brought to honor the revealing of your beloved Son, so that the oblation of your faithful may be transformed into the sacrifice of him who willed, in his compassion, to wash away the sins of the world, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
lift up your hearts.
Lift up your hearts.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God. For in the waters of the Jordan, you revealed with signs and wonders a new baptism, so that through the voice that came down from heaven, we might come to believe in your word dwelling among us. And by the Spirit's descending in the likeness of a dove, we might know that Christ, your servant, has been anointed with the oil of gladness and sent to bring the good news to the poor. And so with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty without end, we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and the salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth. With your servant, Leo, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you in your compassion, O merciful Father. Gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, to our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and form by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day
Lord, we pray from every evil, graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom of God and the glory of God.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, now thank you. Please stand and pray. Nourished with these sacred gifts, we humbly entreat your mercy, O Lord, that faithfully listening to your only begotten Son, we may be your children in name and in truth. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace. Christmas. On behalf of the clergy and the staff who make the Outreach Mass available, on behalf of the Diocese of Lansing, may God bless and keep you and your families and loved ones in this holy season. If you wish to help the Outreach Mass to stay on the air for the new year to come, please consider sending checks payable to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for your generous support. May God bless and keep you in this new year to come, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our family is made up of every race. We are young and old, rich and poor, men and women, sinners and saints. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We establish orphanages and help the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing relief and comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other scholarly or religious institution. We developed the scientific method and laws of evidence. We founded the college system. We defend the dignity of all human life and uphold marriage and family. Cities were named after our revered saints who navigated a sacred path before us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have consistently guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith, for centuries we have prayed for you and our world, every hour of every day, whenever we celebrate the Mass. Jesus himself laid the foundation for our faith when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." For over 2,000 years, we've had an unbroken line of shepherds, guiding the Catholic Church with love and truth in a confused and hurting world. And in this world filled with chaos, hardship, and pain, it's comforting to know that some things remain consistent, true, and strong, our Catholic faith, and the eternal love that God has for all creation. If you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Ours is one family, united in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are Catholic. Welcome home.